After Work Advance launched in 2011, organizers surveyed employers in vital and growing industries to find out what skills were needed. Those were manufacturing and healthcare. They then tailored their training to meet those needs.
So we're not just training to train, we're training to meet very specific occupational demands in our region.
Rebecca Kushner is director of Work Advance for Cleveland and Youngstown. She says workers are recruited and assessed, then given the support they need to advance.
Whether it's a GED or long-term technical training, like a 17-week technical training, this isn't about you have to get a bachelor's degree. This is about what short-term technical training can you take that'll get you a credential that's going to get you a job.
The effort's also being carried out to New York City and Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's being evaluated by the New York City Center for Economic Opportunity and MDRC, a nonprofit organization that reviews social and educational policy initiatives. In its June report, MDRC found only 20% of applicants made it through the screening process, and just over 2,200 were in the study, about 400 short of goal. At the same time, the report says it's too soon to gauge the program's effectiveness. Kushner says it's going well.
Right now, we've got just under 500 participants. About 250 of those are enrolled in technical skills training.
But Kushner says, like the national overview, only 20% of Northeast Ohio applicants made it through screening. Some failed to show, others fared poorly on literacy or numerical tests, while others failed drug testing or didn't meet the program's poverty criteria. And while Cuyahoga County met its enrollment target, the Mahoning Valley effort settled for 122 participants versus the original goal of 400. The Work Advance program's $5 million budget is supported by federal funding from the Social Innovation Fund and local investments. Organizers plan to compare the Work Advance graduates with a control group for at least 18 months, and gauge if employment rates, retention, and wages are better for those with a specialized training. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.